escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 205, McMonagle here with you on the Fan, 888-808-1019. All right, everyone wants to talk about the trade deadline. We'll get to the Mets and the trade deadline as well, and they could use a third baseman as well, and they're going to be out for possibly starting pitching, obviously bullpen help, could use a center field bat as well as maybe a third base bat. We'll get to it. They could be in on Suarez as well, but Suarez right now has become the focal point of really the entire trade deadline. Now, he just hit two home runs. He's got 35 home runs on the season. He is a legitimate power bat having his career year on the final year of his contract with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who I just wanted to double check right now. The Diamondbacks are currently, me and Fliegelman were talking about Naked Gun instead of me checking on the wild card standings. The Diamondbacks are currently 4.5 games out of a wild card spot. 4.5 games out. Now, I think they're going to move Suarez. I truly do. But we talk about this trade deadline, and we look at the players that are available. And we talk about how we don't know who's selling other than, obviously, a couple of teams. Like, we know that the Pirates look to be selling, and there's been a lot of discussions with the New York Yankees and others on the Pirates. We know the Rockies are selling. We'll see if the Braves want to sell. We'll see if the Diamondbacks want to sell. We know the White Sox are selling. You get it. There's a handful of teams, but we still don't know who's selling, and we don't know who's buying, and the sellers are going to wait to find out who's buying. But for me, Suarez right now is the premier player, both offensively and pitching, that is on the market right now. He might be the one big impact player moved at the entire deadline for all we know. The Arizona Diamondbacks are only 4.5 out. Now, I think they'll probably move him if they get the right deal. But this could be a huge, huge prospect package for a rental third baseman, albeit 35 home runs. And here's my point with the New York Yankees. I don't think they should do it. I don't think the New York Yankees should trade for Suarez. I think that if you look at it, now, Ricky Ricardo, who I have immense respect for. Now, I didn't hear him say it. Apparently, he said it on his podcast. I'll have to talk to Ricky. I just saw it late last night as I was preparing for the show. But Ricky Ricardo is reporting that the New York Yankees are in discussion with the Arizona Diamondbacks for a package that would bring back Suarez, Merrill Kelly, and Beeks, the reliever. And that it's for five prospects, the biggest one being Schlittler. And it would not have Lombard. It would not have Spencer Jones. And it would obviously not have Jason Dominguez, who, although Jason Dominguez has been with the team, I think you could in some ways still consider a prospect kind of movable. Not untouchable, as Brian Cashman says. If that is a possibility, even Schlittler throws 100 miles an hour, I have no problem necessarily for that package. I would do it. I find it incredibly difficult to believe that that is not going to take Spencer Jones or Lombard. I find that hard to believe. Now, Schlittler throws 100 miles an hour. He looks good. But we've already seen him need to back off after his first start at Major League Baseball because he's got a sore arm. And pitchers get hurt consistently. And I am trying to win a championship. But I will tell you right now, I don't know how you don't have to move, especially that this is going to be the one guy. The Cubs are chasing a championship needing a third baseman. The Mets need a third baseman. There are so many teams out there desperate for any kind of offensive help. And he could be the one bat that could make a difference, and the Diamondbacks might just go and say, screw it, we're only four games back of division, I don't have to move him. If you look at Spencer Jones right now, and I understand, and this is the fine line between prospect hugging, and Spencer Jones is absolutely torching AAA. He right now, almost without question, is the best offensive player in the entire minor leagues. That is how good Spencer Jones has been. He had two home runs just the other day. He is pounding the baseball. He's got a 1.4 OPS down in AAA after dominating AA. Now the pitching is actually a little bit better in AA. That's where most of the top prospects are, and a lot of AAA is guys on the 40-man roster, and you know the Cookie Carrascos of the world, and just depth. And guys who've had some experience and guys who are maybe a little bit more refined, but not as dynamic. So it's not uncommon to see guys go from AA to AAA and perform a little bit better because the pitching is a little bit more weak and it is around the strike zone a little bit more. But if you look at the numbers of Spencer Jones, it is an absolute monster. And I can't move him for a rental. I can't. Merrill Kelly would be a rental. I can't move him as great as Suarez is. And here's the other thing for me. Even if that move makes sense for Suarez, right? Even if a package of Schlittler and five prospects or four other prospects sounds like a fair deal. And I know this is going to be a bit of a contradiction of what I've said for years because I still firmly believe that it's not sloppy baseball and it's not pitching. It has been the offense that has cost the Yankees almost every postseason series they have lost dating back to the 2003 World Series. Like, forget Boone, forget Girardi, going back to Joe Torre and the issues with Alex Rodriguez in the postseason. Like, when the Yankees lose, it is because they don't hit. I am firmly aware of that. But I'm also someone who can't be a slave to previous issues. I look at this team, and I don't know how you could look at this Yankee team right now, watch them play, especially on Saturday, and what they've done this entire season, and particularly the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, when they've had so many comeback wins and so many explosive innings and so much power. Now, I know that there are still issues, and they went through a slump of not scoring, and you know they don't manufacture runs great necessarily, and oh, when they face the good pitching, they don't hit. Okay, fine. Does Suarez guarantee you that they do? He strikes out. He's got 35 home runs. What is he hitting? Is his batting average 320? I look at this team, watch the game on Saturday. Tell me that a third baseman is their top priority when they have no one that can get outs in the bullpen, when Jonathan Loaisiga can't pitch anymore. When you're relying on guys like Hamilton and Brubaker and Efros and Loaisiga, they can't get outs. Even in the rotation, yes, Marcus Stroman's been good, but do you trust him the rest of the year? Carlos Rodon's been an all-star. Do you trust him in the biggest games?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
They got Luis Gil coming back. Can I trust Luis Gil off a month and a half heading into the postseason? Cam Schlittler? And his one start that already he needed to be pushed back because of arm soreness? I fully admit the offense has been their downfall universally over the last handful of years. But when I watch this particular team, how could you tell me that you want to use all of your chips? And I don't know if it's going to cost them Spencer Jones or if it's going to cost, who I don't want to trade at all right now for rentals. Or Lombard, who I'm not trading unless it's for unbelievable talent under control. Or Jason Dominguez, who I don't want to move, who I believe in. How could you tell me all the other prospects they might have in a pool to trade at this deadline? How could you tell me that the most important position that they have to go get is third base when they lead the American League in runs scored? They are as explosive as an offense as they can possibly be. And they don't have any arms that I would trust. Even Devin Williams, still, I believe in him and they have no choice but to trust him. But do you really? Gave up a home run today. Gave up a run the other day. To me, arms are far more important to this particular Yankee team. I don't know how you can watch them and tell me third base is the must when they literally don't have anyone who can come out of the bullpen and get outs this side of Weaver and Hill. Now, I'm not saying Peraza is the answer. I want an upgrade at third base. But you can go get McMahon for not a lot of prospects. You can go get either IKF or Cabrian Hayes, who might be a change of scenery guy. Now, he's not great either. OPS is down. I'm not thrilled with Hayes. But I'm okay with an upgrade at third base. It doesn't have to be the crown jewel of the entire trade deadline that's going to cost me all of my chips that I'm going to need to go out and get reliable bullpen arms. If it happens, and as long as it's not Spencer Jones, I'll understand it. Because the offense is what usually is their downfall. And he's going to be the most impactful player, maybe even arms-wise, starter-wise, bullpen-wise, whatever. The entire trade deadline, he might be the most impactful guy moved. And I do want impactful players. And as long as you're not giving up Spencer Jones, I'm not going to go nuts about it, but I'm just saying, watching this particular baseball team and having that sick feeling in my stomach whenever they go to the bullpen and it's not Weaver, I don't know how you could arguably say that the best way to improve this team is not pitching. I'm nervous about the offense manufacturing runs. I'm nervous about the offense scoring enough. It has been their downfall. But I can't make decisions about this team that is different. Yes, listen, Judge has to hit or none of this matters. So Judge has got to hit. We know Stanton can hit. We haven't seen Bellinger in the postseason for the New York Yankees. We haven't really seen Trent Grisham in the postseason for the New York Yankees. We haven't seen Goldschmidt in the postseason for the New York Yankees. I can't make decisions solely based on the previous failures. I got to look at this group and what I think this group needs. And I don't know how you can watch this team and tell me that they're not desperate for bullpen arms. Now, I know Leiter is hopefully back for this Toronto series, but he's still going to be dealing with some sort of fracture in his knee. And he hasn't been all that great this year. And it sounds like Cruz could be back by August, but this is now the second stint on the IL for him in the last month. And it's an oblique injury. I can't trust it. And when I look at this team, I have to trust Judge. I have to trust Jazz. I have to trust Bellinger. And I just don't know, watching this team now come back from 9 and score 9 against the Blue Jays, come back from 5-0 and beat the Mariners, come back from 5-run deficits twice against Atlanta on Saturday, pound the baseball, have more 5-run innings than anyone in baseball, and already more than they've had practically in the last 2 years combined. I can't look at this team and honestly say that the third baseman is their biggest issue. As long as it's a competent major league hitter who can defend, I'd rather go do that and bring in arms that can help me. Now, if I can do everything, great. And if Suarez isn't going to cost me that much and I still have other ammo to go get these relievers, fine, great. If they can do it all, of course. Who doesn't want it all? But if it comes down to using all of my pieces on Beeks and Suarez, or if I could go get impact arms with some of those pieces and I can't have Suarez cost my entire, that's my only, we'll see what the deals are. My point is, I can't have Suarez take up all my bullets for this trade deadline. And the closer it gets to the deadline, it's just feeling like that's what it's going to cost. Now, Ricky Ricardo is saying 5 prospects, Schlittler being the best, and Dominguez, no Spencer Jones, no Lombard, fine. That makes sense to me. I'm not saying that's a bad trade, but you better have more ammo for more relievers. Third base is not their top priority. Not watching this team play, it just isn't. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Let's get back to the calls real quick. Mike in Toms River. What's up, Mike? Mike, you there? Mike going once, Mike going twice, not there. Steve in Las Vegas. What's up, Steve?
Chris, yeah. First of all, I want to say you're the real generational talent.
Oh, thank you, Steve. It's not Loogie? Sure. Sure?
No, it's you.
Oh, thank you.
Chris.
Yes.
You're welcome. I've got a trade proposal that I think is going to cover what you want. It's going to hurt. But, when I tell you who it's for, and like I say, I guess he has no trade clause, so we'll see. But my trade proposal would be the Yankees giving up George Lombard, Spencer Jones, Ben Hess, mm-hmm. and Ben Rice for Jose Ramirez and Emmanuel Clase. I believe that gives you a three-headed monster in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talk about, you know, jacking up your offense. You know, Ramirez in that lineup, wow.
And he's on, and he's under control.
Exactly.
With a great contract.
Right, exactly. It's not a rental. But the question is, will he, you know, I know he's got a no trade, and, you know, who knows if he wants to come to the big city or he's just comfortable in Cleveland, you know.
He definitely is comfortable in Cleveland. And, Steve, thank you for the call. And thank you for the trade proposal. At least you were willing, like, so many times we get, you know, the great player and let's give up garbage. You are, I mean, that's a big-time deal. Now, depending on how Cleveland views those guys, but, I mean, you're talking about giving up the two crown jewels of the system and Ben Hess, who was a top, it was their first overall pick last year. That does hurt. That is at least a fair trade proposal. I don't know how Cleveland would think of that necessarily, but as a Yankee fan, I can tell you that seems reasonable to me. How many more years does Jose Ramirez have? Now, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. You're getting arguably the best third baseman in the game. And you're getting him at 7 years. He signed a 7-year deal, what, 2-3 years ago? So he's under contract through 28. So you'd have him for the next 3 years at 21, 23, 25. I mean, that is extremely reasonable. Now, yes, he obviously... Yeah, it's probably not even argue. He is the best third baseman. I mean, you're getting the best third baseman in baseball for his 33 the rest of his 32 season, 33, 34, 35. Now, Class A has not been as good, and as me and Fleas were talking about last week off air, his postseason, especially recently, has been awful. I mean, he got beat up. He gave up a big home run in the Detroit series last year. They managed to win it despite that, and the Yankees absolutely owned him. I mean, he couldn't come in and get an out. And it wasn't even just one game. Every time he came in, the Yankees had rallies. Like, he blew multiple leads in that series. He's still a great pitcher, and he did struggle at the start of this year and has turned it around a little bit, but Spencer Jones and Lombard. For Jose Ramirez. It's a fair deal. I don't know. Look, if they win the World Series with Jose Ramirez, no one's crying. If they win the World Series with Jose Ramirez, and even if he doesn't play well in his last 3 years with the Yankees for 33, 34, 35, we would all be thrilled with it. But that is a lot. Spencer Jones.
You would hold on to two prospects for a bona fide top 10 player in the sport, getting him for 3.5 years?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Even if Class A wasn't in the deal.
Yeah, you probably have to do it. You probably have to do it. I don't want to do it, but I probably have to do it.
Like, you realize how good Jose Ramirez is?
No, I know how good Jose Ramirez is. I know. No, I mean, listen, again. But I know how good he is right now. I'm getting him for 33, 34, 35, and a guy who did everything he could other than playing for free to stay in Cleveland. I don't know how he'll handle New York. Not that I don't. I mean, he's a great player. Switch hitter, good defender, can run. Like, he's a top 10 player in the sport. I mean, the Yankees offense with him in the middle, I mean, it changes everything about the offense. The offense now becomes the best in baseball with Jose Ramirez at third. It's the difference between him and Peraza at third base is crazy. Now, I don't know if Cleveland would do it, but yes. I mean, you have to, that trade, I don't know if Cleveland wants to do it. They could, like, they definitely want to sell. They probably want to shed payroll. I'm sure they're willing to move Class A. They got to give their fans something. Like, Jose Ramirez is a great player. Jose Ramirez wanted to stay there. Jose Ramirez is under one of the best, if not the best, team-friendly contract in the entire sport. Would they like to shed $21 million? I'm sure. Or do they think they're in a rebuild mode? Probably. But they also got to give their fans something. You can't trade Jose Ramirez to the Yankees for prospects. I mean, listen, if Spencer Jones becomes Aaron Judge, then they'll forgive you in 2 years. But I don't know if Cleveland would be willing to do that. But yeah, no, I'm probably just having pie in the sky feelings about Spencer Jones at the moment, and even Judge Lombard, who we're hoping is the next, you know, great player at the New York Yankees. They're prospects. Lombard is in Double A, and he hasn't even hit all that well yet. That's a move you'd probably have to make. But again, I don't think that's happening. Let's take one more before the break. Mike in Tom's River. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Chris? What's going on?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Love listening to your show.
Thank you.
As far as Stanton goes, the caller saying that you should trade Stanton, I honestly think this is the best version of Giancarlo Stanton. When it comes to like laying off that slider and just the professional at-bats that he comes through with the plate every single time,
I feel like this is the best version of him. Yeah, since that home run in Toronto, from the way he was in his normal coming back from the IL slump, and then he hit that home run in Toronto, and since then, you're right, he's been as good as Stanton can be. He's been terrific. He's hitting peas all over the place, man. I couldn't believe that the ball that he hit off the wall yesterday, that was such a low line drive. I couldn't believe that hit the wall. I mean, it is, he hits them. Now he can't run to save his life. I mean, you know, but it's amazing that ball hit the wall. He, even different than Judge, and Judge is obviously the great hitter of the generation and, you know, far better than even Stanton at his best. But Judge hits the bombs and hits the ball as hard as anyone. But there is something different about Giancarlo Stanton when he hits these line drives. Even better, even more amazing than Aaron Judge. Like, he absolutely demolishes baseballs. It's amazing.
Absolutely. He's unbelievable to watch.
And now he's going
at age 35.
Yeah, and he's taking those fastballs the other way. He has no problem just taking a single and boom. Like, and that was a good moment, too. That was a little bit of a Yankee small ball, right? He hits the base hit through the right side. Jazz bunts him over. And you know, gets a base hit when they're giving him with the shift. So Jazz takes the bunt single, and then Goldschmidt with a little bloop over the second baseman's head scores a run. That was like a nice little what you'd like to see the Yankees do a little bit more often.
Super refreshing. Now here's the big question, Chris, and I want your opinion on this. When it comes to the bullpen, I honestly feel like the Yankees, it's been a while since they had that surefire flamethrower at the back end of the bullpen. Luke Weaver is amazing, and he paints corners, and he's tremendously good. I personally do not like Devin Williams. I don't think he's confident enough to go out there and close big games. But the Yankees haven't had a surefire flamethrower, 100-mile-an-hour fastball type of guy that just comes in with such a demeanor and presence. Like, this is the game, right? My question to you is, Chris,
they did with Chapman. That's the, I mean, and
true. But I feel like what I'm trying to say is in order to be successful and to win, I honestly feel like it's a very necessary component to your roster. So my question to you, Chris, is as follows. Being that you're saying that the third base situation is not as important to you and they just need a competent batter that could just come up there and hit 250 with a little bit of pop, like a Tommy Edman, let's say, as an example, right? Would you give up Spencer Jones for a surefire flamethrower? Because you feel like that is the number one priority. That's what I'm hearing you say. And I actually do agree with you 100%. So I want to know what you have to say on that.
Yeah, I mean, he would have to be under control for many years, a significant amount of time to give up Spencer Jones. He can't be a rental flamethrower. I don't want to trade Spencer Jones for any rental. I don't care how good. I don't care how good he is.
The problem just is, I'm saying, you look at last year's trade deadline with Tanner Scott and Jason Adam, and you see the hole that Tanner Scott got back, and he was on an expiring deal.
Yeah.
The question just is, how often does it come about that a reliever with control comes on the market?
Yeah.
If you have a surefire reliever that's on an expiring deal, are you going to, when push comes to shove, are you going to bend over and give it up, or you're not?
No.
That's like the real question.
I don't think they will, and I wouldn't want to. No. These guys have too much value. I know we're trying to win a World Series. I get it, but you can't just give up. You know, right now, who knows, right? Is Bellinger going to sign? Are they going to go get Tucker? Is Dominguez going to pan out? Like, this guy has an opportunity to be an impactful Yankee. I know prospects are just prospects at the moment, but the guy's killing it. He's been a top prospect for a while. I can't just get rid of that value for, like you mentioned, what the Padres gave up for Tanner Scott. They lost in the NLDS, and they gave up all that talent for what? If the Yankees give up Spencer Jones,
and then they lose in the ALCS. And they traded him for a reliever they're not even going to keep. Like, you just can't do it. You can't do it. I don't think those kind of players receive the whole, like, for the most part. Tanner Scott did, absolutely. We'll see. I don't want to do it. I don't think Brian Cashman would do it. It would have to be for what? What's Miller with the A's? How many years is Miller? I think he just came up. You want to get Miller from the A's? Is he healthy right now? I feel like I've seen Miller. Maybe because they don't win any games. I haven't seen him close. But if Miller is healthy, and I think the last time he pitched was the 13th. I'm just looking at it right now, so I don't know if he's injured. But if the A's trade Miller and he's got 4 years of control, that's someone I would consider trading Spencer Jones for. But it's got to be years of control. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Quick break. We got to get to the Mets needed the deadline, obviously. Alvarez coming up, how important that is after he was mashing down in AAA. How important is the offense from Alvarez right now as the offense continues to sputter for the New York Mets? And why the hell, as I'm yelling about how much they need bullpen help, why did the Yankees and Mets as well allow Philadelphia to come in and sign David Robertson? I don't know how good David Robertson is going to be, but for just money, no prospects? Feels like that's something either than the New York teams.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 2:39. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. And I gave you one Yankee take. Let me give you a Met trade deadline take. Real quick. Now, I had Evan on the show on Saturday to promote David Wright Day, which, again, we can call and talk about David Wright Day, 888-808-1019, and how great a day it was. And it is different. I mean, I talked about this on Saturday. David Wright won for a generation. I'm, 41 years old. The first Met being retired, they've retired more numbers, obviously, since Steve Cohen has taken over control of the team. But I don't even remember Keith Hernandez playing for the Mets, and I'm 40 years old. Daryl Strawberry, Doc Gooden, and this isn't to be snide. It's just a fact. At 40 years old, I remember them as Yankees.
I don't even really remember them as Mets. Jerry Kuzman, obviously. I mean, this was the first guy retired by the Mets and had a day with the Mets where you remember every bit of his career. And Piazza, well, every bit of his Met career. But again, his Met career also had the, you know, you could argue his best years were before becoming a Met with the Los Angeles Dodgers. This was a homegrown remembering every day of his entire career, where he was called up in 24 and the ultimate shortening of his career because of back injuries and the game in 2018. You remember everything about it. It's a deep connection to this guy. It was a great day. He did a great job with the speech. The Mets did a great job with the day. A little bit of rain never hurt nobody. It wasn't too bad. It was right as he started speaking. It was really a nice day. But I had Evan on, and if you want to call about that, we can. 888-808-1019. We spent a lot of time on that on Saturday, and the amazing comparison between him and Don Mattingly. And it is so weird how very similar. Now, David Wright played in the World Series. Obviously, Donnie Baseball only played in the one series in 1995. But both were great players. Both homegrown, both Hall of Fame caliber players that had their careers shortened by back injuries. I would say, and I agree with me and Evan both kind of agreed, that the height of Don Mattingly's career, he obviously won an MVP. The couple of years of Don's prime were probably better than anything David Wright did. But overall, the career, David Wright probably had a little bit of a better career, had more good, solid years than Donnie Baseball did, but very similar, an interesting dynamic for us here in this town with the two players. You have the Keith Hernandez-Donnie Mattingly kind of comparison as far as first basemen go, who had just showed the Hall of Fame, and then David Wright and Donnie actually as team captains and back injuries and the promise of a great career cut short are very similar as well. But we could talk about that, but I heard Evan on the Rico Bronya say something that I agree with. He also accused me previously in the past of stealing takes from the Rico Bronya, which is absolute nonsense. I do listen to it because I try and get as much information. I listen to Yankee podcasts too. I listen to as much about the teams and ins and outs as I possibly can. And Evan said something, and I hope he's aware that this isn't a steal of a take, because I gave him this take in the Rico Bronya I did with him at the start of the season. But specifically at the deadline right now, and I talk about this with the Yankees too, you have to be flexible because we just don't know what's going to become available, what you're going to be comfortable trading away, what teams are going to want, how it's going to work out. And for me, the Mets obviously need bullpen help, no doubt about it. But they have to be open to the idea of trading for a starter and putting Clay Holmes in the bullpen. I've been saying this from the start of the year, that I thought there was a very good chance that the season would end with Clay Holmes in the bullpen, and I think there is an excellent chance of it right now. If you look at this team and the help they need in the bullpen and the amount of arms they have that don't go deep into games and the idea that he's throwing more innings than he's ever thrown before, it doesn't mean he's got to be a reliever for the rest of his Met tenure. He can go right back to being a starter next year. But you get to an innings limit. You get to an idea that maybe at the deadline it's easier to acquire a starting pitcher who can come in and maybe give them more innings, if not the same quality. And you're starting to see Clay Holmes falter a bit here and have trouble getting into and past the sixth inning. I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, I know he struggled at times as the closer of the New York Yankees. He doesn't have to be the closer here. He was a lot more successful as the non-closer eighth inning guy, even last year's postseason. And that's the other thing about Clay Holmes. Very good in the postseason. There's just no argument. For the New York Yankees, he was an excellent postseason bullpen pitcher. If you can find a way to get a starter at the trade deadline, now if you look for relievers and you find that easier and Stearns is more comfortable making trades for relievers, fine. But if there is an element where you could get a starter and then bring him in and then improve your bullpen with it by moving Clay Holmes to the bullpen, I think that is a scenario that makes a lot of sense for the Mets. So you got to be flexible with this trade deadline because you just don't know what's available and you don't know what you're going to be asked for and you don't know what the Mets and David Stearns is comfortable giving up.
And if there is a legitimate starter who can come in and be just as good as Clay Holmes or get you deep into games and feel a little bit better about, and then you transition Clay back into the bullpen where he's comfortable and you know he can be good, and you put him as part of that tag team of Brazoban, Reed, Garrett, and now you add Clay Holmes to that as well as Diaz, who obviously wasn't good yesterday for the first time in a while, but is having a great season and is one of, if not the best closer in baseball right now. So that would impact the bullpen, and it would impact the rotation. I absolutely think that is a very smart way for the New York Mets to go. And that is not stealing your take, Evan. You know it because I gave it to you in the Rico Bronya we did before the season started. I always envisioned the idea of transitioning Clay Holmes at least year one back into the bullpen. And I think that would make a lot of sense for the Mets. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jeff in Rockaway. What's up, Jeff?
Yes, what's up? How are you doing? I'm ready to go. I'll give you as much as you can handle.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, I am absolutely flabbergasted, and it's not easy for me to be amazed by, you know, bad takes. Let me ask you a question. Mr. Yorby Rivas.
Yes.
How many years has he been playing baseball? 10 years? Maybe more? Okay.
His whole life, I would say. But you mean with the Yankees? A couple years.
Right. How many times has he tagged up from that spot where the ball was,
yeah,
and did exactly the same thing that he did?
And was safe.
And was safe.
Probably every other time of his entire
every other
existence.
Time. 99.99%. Okay?
Yeah.
When you get a throw like that, he did everything 100% right.
No, he didn't.
Now,
that's the difference. No, he didn't. He didn't do everything right.
Okay, he did. Listen to me again. Baseball is that way. When Bo Jackson made that throw to get Reynolds, when the catcher was actually leaving the field, these are throws that you see once every 5 years. 99.99. Okay, number two.
Did Reynolds run hard the entire way? Because I remember the highlight he did.
What was appropriate. All right, number two. The third base coach wasn't in position because he didn't think there would be a throw either. But what happened is, if you tell a runner to slide late, they can snap an ankle. And I've seen it on the baseball field. You never slide late because you could literally break your leg, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he did, again, when Venus said he heard the guy, he saw the guy, it was too late. Number three, Aaron Boone would have never come up on his face about that if it was Aaron Judge or if it was somebody else. He just picked on Venus. Okay, number two.
He didn't pick on him at all, though. Like he said it can't happen. I don't care how good the throw is. You're right. There is an element to that. I said it on Saturday. Not only is there a handful of guys, you know, there aren't just a handful of guys this season that or playing baseball right now that could make that throw. There's a handful of guys who ever played the game who could make
exactly
a throw like that. It's an incredible throw.
He did everything appropriate.
He did
number,
not.
Number three.
That's where we differ.
The most ridiculous thing that you say.
Yes.
And you said it five times already.
Mm-hmm.
You said, hey, I'm glad that the guy on first didn't tag up,
yes,
and go to second because they walked Judge,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. If I know that you don't want that base because you don't want to walk Judge, is there a law or a rule that says that the manager can't walk Judge anyway?
No, of course he could, but I don't want to make the decision harder for him. Because I don't think that every manager will walk him with first base open. Every manager will walk him with first base covered.
You make no sense. That's
no, that makes no sense. You're making absolutely no sense.
You can walk the guy.
Absolutely, but maybe you don't. Your point is that even if you take the base, it's meaningless. Exactly. Taking the base is meaningless.
It's good to take the base.
No, it's not. Not in front of Judge. I don't want to give them the opportunity. I don't want to make it so obvious to walk them.
It is obvious.
No, it's not.
It's obvious that he didn't take the base on purpose. That's obvious.
What?
Okay, that's obvious. He didn't take it on purpose. They said, go get second. You can make it easy. He didn't go.
Well, no, listen.
That's obvious.
I don't know. I don't know that. It's not obvious to me that he did it on purpose. I don't know what kind of read he got. But once you see the ball up, because I think everyone assumes the throw's going to second. But once you see the ball airmailed like that, what? What's not relevant?
If you want to work Judge, you walk him. You know the guy could have took second, and he didn't. So that gives you information. should have said, hey, they want Judge to die here. You can't block them. There's no rule against it. Okay? There's no rule against it.
You're not what are you talking about? You're not making any sense, bud. Like, yes, I understand that. They could walk him anyway. Sure, but they could walk him with the bases loaded. There's no rule against it. Not every manager with two outs and second and third will walk Judge. Every single one. Now, they're down runs at that point. They're losing the game. It's 3-0. Do you think that they want to put the second run into scoring position and put the tying run on base? They might not, with a runner on first base and not on second. What I want to give that manager every chance to not walk Judge. And if your point is he'll walk him anyway, then what's the point of taking the base? If your point is he will walk Judge anyway, then why are you angry? What's the difference? Taking the base, not taking the base? It doesn't matter. He's going to get the base. So why risk being thrown out? There's a chance he gets thrown out, right? He's got one of the great arms ever. Maybe he falls down in between first and second. Maybe he breaks an ankle sliding into second, as you suggested. I don't know, but why on earth would I take the chance of going to second base when, A, it makes it easier for the manager to walk him, and B, even if he decides to walk him anyway, then there was no reason to run to second. You're not making any sense. You're not making any sense. Why take the base? Taking the base guarantees they walk Judge. And even if they're going to guarantee to walk Judge anyway, then that taking the base has no impact on the play. All you're doing is risking something bad could happen. That's my point. I don't want to risk something bad happening, and I want to give them an opportunity to pitch to Aaron Judge. And if you don't think that having a runner on first and third is more likely to pitch to Aaron Judge down three, the team is up 3 runs. If you don't think there's a better opportunity of pitching to Aaron Judge first and third than there is second and third, then we just differ on how baseball is handled. We have seen two managers, Washington with the Angels and what the hell's his name in Toronto? I can't think of his name at the moment. The manager for the Blue Jays. Those two guys are the only two that have walked Judge in any situation. Other than that, almost every other team in baseball, they've walked them, but they've walked them in pretty much normal circumstances. Either late in the game or second and third or whatever, a man on third with two outs. Like first and third, two outs, Atlanta up 3. There is no guarantee they're walking Judge in that spot. Second and third, 100% they're walking Judge. And then your argument makes zero sense, because if your point is they could just walk him anyway, then taking second base is meaningless. So why do it? Why risk something bad happening if the play is meaningless anyway? You call yourself the best caller. That point makes absolutely no sense. Sean in Yonkers. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Man, I really like listening to you. I like listening to you every night when I come home from the fan. I was just wondering if...
When you come home from the fan, you work here too, or do you work at a fan company? Oh, I was just messing with you. Hung up? I was just joking around with you because you said when you come home from the fan. I didn't mean anything by that, buddy. Just having a little fun at 2:50 in the morning with... The way that sentence came out for you. Call back, man. Maybe he does work here, too. Maybe I got him. Maybe it was Pat Boyle on the way home or something. Well, he's just getting here.
We do have a Sean.
We do have a Sean, that's true.
Didn't sound like him, but we have one.
Ronnie in Sayville. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's up, Chris? How are you?
What's up, buddy?
That last call screaming at you was hilarious. When you made that point, I think, wasn't Barry Bonds walk with the bases loaded one time?
Yeah, I mean, listen, of course. Is there a scenario where they walk him anyway? Of course. But if they're going to walk him anyway, then what's the point of taking the base? He was like, you got to take the base. They could walk him anyway. Well, if they're going to walk him anyway, what does taking the base do?
I was getting a headache listening to that guy.
Yeah, he didn't make any sense.
Chris, your thoughts on the Mets, but yes. some of the young prospects that are up now, some of the guys are in Triple A. I mean, Stearns, even Stearns, touch on Stearns. I really don't think that Beatty, Acuna, Acuna is definitely not his brother. Beatty, Acuna, Vivientos. I'm sure I'm missing another one. I just feel that they're not gonna turn into. They won't bat like 220. You know, and Alvarez coming back. You touched on something before. You had a great point. You said there's better pitching in Double-A than there is in Triple-A.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, for Alvarez to go down
more dynamic, more better stuff. There's like more refined around the strike zone, less raw pitching in Triple-A, but the dynamic prospects typically tend to stay in Double-A a little bit. So the thought is always Double-A pitching is a little bit better than Triple-A, harder to hit, should I say.
Yes, I mean, I've been hearing this Jet Williams name for the Mets for like 5 years already. It seems like it's, I know, I'm sure it hasn't been that long. Even the guy that got from Verlander, the guy Gilbert, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, where are these guys? I don't know what, that guy McLean is supposed to be like, lights out as a pitcher. Why didn't he come up instead of having Waddell, you know, pitch star game or something?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand Stearns's mindset. Like, he dumps the dives and picks up all these relievers that the DFA from other teams. I'm just a fed-up Mets fan at this point. You know, it's
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, Ronnie, and thank you for the call. I'm going to answer all your questions on the other side because I'm up against the break. We'll get into Stern's mindset. We'll get into the idea of not bringing up prospects for spot starts. And really, like, there's not – I mean, they have a lot – they have their top prospects up here. I know you heard some names. We'll get to it. But, you know, Mauricio's here. Acuna's here. Vientos is here. Beatty's here. Like, how many guys are you going to call up and try, you know, going to see if those, and they all haven't been banging the ball all over the place in the minors. There's a time and a place for it. The question is, will he move any of them? And I don't think you can move the top pitching prospects. We'll get into this on the other side of the break. 888-808-1019. So yeah, when we come back, a little bit of Met thoughts heading into the trade deadline and David Stern's mentality as we talk about July 31st.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.